Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, August 14th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Tensions between the U.S. and China have been heating up, and several tech companies are getting caught in the crossfire, including Tencent Holdings and its popular WeChat app. The Trump administration says the app presents national security concerns, and it's threatened to ban Americans from dealing with it. Now, major U.S. multinationals are asking the Trump administration to ease up. Our reporter John McKinnon will explain why after these headlines. When you make a purchase inside an app, some of that money goes to the company that runs your app store, whether that's Apple or Google. A lot of app developers are not happy about that fee. One of the most outspoken has been Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite. And yesterday, they decided to do something about it. Epic launched a new direct payment system within Fortnite to bypass those fees. In response, both Apple and Google pulled the game from their app stores, saying the payment system violated their policies. Not to be outdone, Epic sued both Apple and Google over the removal. The back and forth reflects growing pushback over the tech giant's marketplace power and sets up a high-stakes legal battle over developer fees. Conspiracy theories from the far-right network QAnon are gaining traction on social media. According to an analysis from Storyful, the average membership across 10 big QAnon Facebook groups grew from about 6,000 to about 40,000 from March to July. That's a jump of nearly 600%. On Instagram, some QAnon accounts have quadrupled in popularity. Our reporter Deepa Seetharaman says it's a sign that QAnon is gaining ground.
It was largely kind of in the backwaters for a while, but increasingly has become more mainstream. So in the last year, you've seen more QAnon supporters run for congressional office. You've seen more QAnon supporters gain these enormous social media followings and post videos. You know, they've been posting videos about the pandemic and questioning, you know, Fauci and questioning masks and questioning the existence of the pandemic itself. And they've been spreading this kind of information, and it's increasingly online, and it's increasingly moving offline into the world of politics. You know, there is just a clear line between the start of the pandemic, growing economic and social anxiety, and the attraction of this conspiracy theory for various people.
And we reported earlier this week that TikTok had collected data from millions of users using a method that appeared to violate Google's policies for its Android operating system. Now, two U.S. senators are asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. We should note, the Trump administration has raised concerns about TikTok's data policies in the past, namely that it could share user data with China, a practice that TikTok denies. But this investigation would be separate from those concerns. Instead, the senators want the FTC to look into whether TikTok's data collection practices could hurt consumers. TikTok didn't comment on the specifics, but in the past, it said that it collects less personal data than U.S. companies like Facebook and Google. TikTok isn't the only company caught up in tensions between China and the U.S. WeChat has been a target as well, and some U.S. companies are asking the White House to go easy on it. We'll talk about that after the break.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Last week, President Trump signed an executive order placing restrictions on the social media app WeChat. He cited national security concerns over its Chinese ownership, concerns the company has denied. Now, we report that more than a dozen major multinational companies are pushing back against the White House. But why are they so invested in the future of a Chinese social media app? Our tech policy reporter, John McKinnon, joins us to break it down. John, welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
All right. So let's start with the basics. What is WeChat and how do all these companies use it?
WeChat is a sort of multi-purpose platform in China that grew from a messaging app into really the most ubiquitous and probably useful app that there is in China. It does everything from payments to advertising and connecting customers with businesses, individual apps. So it's extremely useful for businesses in China and frankly, companies that are doing business in China that are based elsewhere.
So you report that Apple, Disney, and others got on a call with the White House earlier this week. What'd they say?
Well, their basic point was they're really worried that this order is going to apply not just to WeChat operations in the United States, but to WeChat in China, basically. They're really worried that in the name of protecting Americans in the United States, which is what the order purports to do, their business in China is going to be effectively cut off because they won't be able to accept payments through WeChat anymore, which is basically the most popular payment system in China.
Yeah, so a lot of the concerns seem to stem from confusion around the executive order that we mentioned. Can you break that down a little more?
Yeah, so the order basically barred any transaction by a U.S. company that's related to WeChat. And that's an incredibly vague way of describing what the order is going to cover. The Commerce Department is going to spend the next 6 weeks or so trying to figure out exactly what the scope of the order should be. And they're going to come out with, you know, more details toward the end of September. At least we think that's the timeline. So the administration has left itself a huge amount of wiggle room here to either make the order extremely broad, which is what the U.S. companies are so worried about, or whether they make it much more narrow and sort of tailor it to cover only transactions that are located in the United States or, you know, only affect U.S. persons. So those are the sort of the extreme ends of what they could do. And then there's also, you know, ways to sort of go a little more in the middle.
So what does it tell us that all these companies are getting involved in this conversation?
I think it shows really how important this platform, WeChat, is in China. It also shows, I think, that as uncomfortable as this might be for a lot of us to think about, China is really an important market for a lot of these companies. Apple sells enormous numbers of iPhones in China. So it's really extremely important for them to maintain this market. And if this order goes so far as to cut off WeChat transactions in China, then they're effectively shut out of the market.
And to be clear, it's not just tech companies that are speaking up here, right?
Correct. It's all sorts of companies that do business in China. I think some of the louder voices in this have been hospitality hotel companies such as Marriott, which have operations in China and are really worried that they basically won't be able to book any Chinese guests.
So how does this fit into the broader tensions between China and the U.S.?
This is a really big step, potentially, if the order is ultimately interpreted by the administration to go as far as the language would allow them to go. It could really be a big blow to U.S. companies, as we've discussed. It also could be a big blow to China itself. It could really harm economic relations at a very fundamental level by cutting out a lot of American companies from the Chinese market. I'm sure that China could find ways to recover, but it would be nevertheless a big step backward in the economic integration of the two countries.
So we've seen the Trump administration take aim at WeChat, TikTok, Huawei. What does it tell us that all these tech companies seem to be the ones getting caught in the crossfire here?
I think there are a couple of interconnected reasons for that. One is that the internet is just becoming so vitally important to business and the economy. The question of who controls the internet or who sort of reaps the benefits of the internet becomes a really, really important question between the two countries. And frankly, these are the two countries that are kind of leading the way in developing the internet around the world. China has great ambitions of kind of projecting its model of the internet around the world. And the U.S. obviously has made an enormous amount of money for itself and its national champions by projecting its vision of the internet around the world. And so the two visions are now clashing. And it really comes down to, you know, who's going to be able to overcome the other in projecting that vision.
All right, our reporter, John McKinnon, thanks for sharing your reporting.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. Tech News Briefing's supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. The executive producer of WSJ Podcasts is Kateri Yoakum. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.